Advice from an expert. Hi, this is Bill Whitley. I'm the host of the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group. And for our Advice from an Expert segment, I'm so excited to have Bradley Hamner with us back for a third part of this series. As you remember, Bradley is the director of coaching for Club Capital. And Club Capital works with over 300 insurance agency business owners to help with their bookkeeping and their taxes and their analytics. And based on the needs of their clients, they've launched a business coaching division, and Bradley leads that division. So Bradley, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Bill, excited to be with you again.
Great. Now, Bradley, this is a three-part series focused on creating the business structure that'll help you build the agency of your dreams. In part one, we focused on leading yourself. In part two was all about gaining clarity. And today, it's all about focused execution. So tell us about focused execution.
So I want to draw a distinction from last month whenever we were talking about clarity and clarity of vision and how it's so important to be strategic. And so if you've once you have that clarity of vision, at the end of the day, you've got to be able to execute. And there's just so many distractions out there. I mean, we know how many notifications we get on our phones and just all the other things with social media, et cetera. So you've got to be able to focus and you've got to be able to execute. And so this is really where you begin to gain traction. And this is the tactical stuff. This is where you instill discipline. This is where you instill accountability into the organization so that you are executing on that clear vision that you've said that you want to have in your organization.
Got it. So talk to us and give us maybe an example or some tips or some insight into how do you instill discipline? How do you instill accountability?
One of the first things is you've got to start with your meetings. Okay. So if we go all the way back to leading yourself first, and you look at your ideal work week, you're going to instill what the meeting rhythms need to be. And so we advocate 5 key meetings. And that sounds like a lot, but number one is a Monday huddle. That's a 30-minute huddle to get the day started, get the week started. Number two is your one-to-ones with your team. Number three is that monthly team meeting. Number four, your quarterly training. And then number five, your semi-annual strategic planning. So your Monday huddle, your one-to-ones, your monthly team, your quarterly training, and your semi-annual. And obviously with our clients, we go through every single one of those to give you structure so that you know exactly how to execute those, where the overlap is, and where each one of those meetings is different.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And the term meeting rhythm is something I learned about when my second business, I had a business partner who was so good at this, and it was all about the meeting rhythm, and there was a lot of communication among the team and that sort of thing, and we hummed along really well. Something I've never done very well, so I'm thrilled to hear how you help these agents. And go ahead.
Yeah, I want to give, if you don't mind, I'd like to actually give the structure for one of those. One of the things that I found is that a lot of people, one of the things that's resonated with a lot of people is just the structure of how to conduct a one-to-one. So if you don't mind, I'd like to just actually give that to your listeners.
Absolutely.
So number one, always start with wins in progress. Wins in progress every week. If you don't, our brain naturally is going to begin to describe the gap between where we are and where we want to be. We'll say all the negative things. Well, I didn't get this done. I didn't get that done. But get your team to focus on just wins and progress every single week. It starts off that one-to-one at a great rhythm. Number two, after action review. Now, this was taken from the U.S. Army. They do an after action review after every one of their missions. Number three is going to be new business. And that's whenever you're doing your numbers review, your production reviews, et cetera, and then anything else you want to talk about. We advocate for them to actually, the team members, to bring new business, things that they want to talk about with you. Number four is key takeaways and action items. And the big thing with this is it can be no more than 3 things. What are the 3 most important things that you want your team member to get done over the next 7 days? Okay, no less than 1, no more than 3. Okay, a lot of times we're with a client and they're giving marching orders to a team member and it's 17 things off. They can't execute 17 things.
Yeah.
So your ability to identify the 3 most important things is a skill that you actually have to develop. Mm. And then number five is 360 degree feedback. So you're giving feedback to your team members all the time. But it's important for you to be able to actually get feedback from your team. Mm. How can you improve? I'd love to just start with this question. If you had a magic wand and there was one thing that you could change about my leadership, what would that be? So that's the five steps for the one-to-ones. Wins in progress, after action review. So you're reviewing last week's key action items, new business, key takeaways and action items, and the 360 degree feedback.
That is fantastic, Bradley. I just love it. And I can tell that if an agent developed this meeting rhythm and had some of these formulas, I can just tell it would reduce a lot of their stress and increase clear communication. And I bet you morale would go up in the agency and people would just generally feel more confident about what is expected of them and what they need to be doing to succeed. So thank you so much for sharing this.
You're welcome. And I just want to say one thing. You know, as CEO of your organization, you can feel like you are chief everything officer. But I think maybe one of the most important things that you can do for your organization is to be chief reminding officer. And so that meeting rhythm gives you the opportunity to be reminding your team about that clear vision of where you're painting for the organization. And then ultimately how we're going to get there and what their part is. And so that meeting rhythm actually helps to bring down that execution part of the business.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Chief reminding officer. I think that's a great visual, a great concept that we need to be doing this, not just once, but over and over and over. So anyway, fantastic. Bradley, I really appreciate you. This was great. If someone wants to work with Club Capital, what would they do next?
Reach out to our team via email at coaching@club.capital, coaching@club.capital. We'd love to speak with you.
Sounds great. And I want to reiterate, there's no .com. It's coaching@club.capital. Bradley, thanks so much. This has been great. I know our Mastermind members really appreciate your ideas.
Bill, thanks. Enjoy the conversation.
All right. See ya.